Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to read just a few verses of the scriptures, words of warning and words of invitation. Here are one of the greatest of the Psalms, words of David, where he says this: Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Friends, what is the great preoccupation of our hearts? What is the great meditation of our thoughts and of our minds? Should it not be on worship? Should it not be on God? Should it not be on the one who made us and formed us for himself? Should it not be on the one who gives us life and breath and all things, though he brings us into a season of chastisement and discipline? Oh, friends, every one of us stands before the living God, in his hands, in his power, and his is the very breath that we speak. Why do we spend our mouths on cursing, on blasphemy, on weakness? Oh, friends, here is the great call. Worship God. Call upon him. Ask him for grace. Ask him for life. The psalmist says this: Sing unto the Lord a new song. Every generation has its song. Every generation has its praise, has its worship to render and to offer. And oh, friends, how vital it is we seek the Lord. We seek his will. We seek his mind in our own generation. Our hearts are peculiarly stubborn, peculiarly hard. Ours is a particularly foolish and evil generation, an unbelieving generation. And oh, friends, that's no excuse. No excuse for you. Seek his face. Seek his words. Seek his wisdom before it's too late, before the justice comes, before judgment reveals our real state. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Worship him, all ye ends of the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. You know, God has been very lenient towards us. God has been very gracious towards us. He sees our sin. He sees our folly. We deserve far worse than we've had. Far worse than we've had. We deserve judgment and heartache and sorrow and tribulation to a degree far greater than we've endured. Oh, friends, here is what the prophet Jeremiah said in a time of very great tribulation, far greater than we've endured in Stratford or in London. He said this: It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Jacob, when he was praying, said this: I am not worthy of the least of your mercies, nor of all the truth that you have shown me. Friends, do you think if God dealt with us justly and rightly according to our sins, we'd end up with a small punishment like this? No, we deserve hell. We deserve judgment. We need mercy. We need his grace. We need that gift of repentance and life. And where will you find it? Outside of Christ. Outside of the glorious Saviour. Oh, friends, don't fritter away your days. Don't foolishly spend your time chasing after empty pleasures, chasing after the empty things of this world. Seek life. Seek wisdom. Seek righteousness before it's too late. Turn back from sin. Turn back from the things you know disgrace God. Oh, friends, he looks at your lives. He looks at your heart. He looks at your words and your works. And what does it amount to? A heap of dust. A heap of futility, vanity, vanities, all is vanity. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Bless him, all ye ends of the earth, for his name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, friends, if you consider the things that God has done for us, the many, many blessings that we've enjoyed, the many privileges and graces that we've had, the many wonderful deliverances in the past, and even in this very year, oh, friends, how hard. How foolish, how ungrateful we've been towards our God. His name is great and greatly to be praised. But our hearts are like ice. Oh, friends, why have you been so stubborn? Why so foolish? God has chastised us a little bit. He's chastened us a little, brought us low, humbled us, brought us to see our sin and our selfishness and our cruelty and the vanity of our lives. Oh, friends, where's the heartache in that? Isn't it better to see a little now of our trouble? Isn't it better now to see a little of our heartache and return to him while he's still near at hand, while there's still an opportunity of repentance, than to be cast into the eternal rubbish heap of hell? Wake up to wisdom. Wake up to his call. Seek him and turn to him. Break off from sin. Friends, where will it get you to live for self? Where will the outcome be if you live for the flesh? If you live for this vain and passing world? Wake up to wisdom. Wake up to his call, to mercy, to grace, to righteousness, to justice, to purity. Seek him and turns him. Look at your life, friends. Look at your heart. Look at your motives. Look at your outcomes. Look at your objectives. What are they but a handful of ashes? What are we, friends, if we don't know his grace and we don't know his kindness? Here's that great invitation of the psalmist. He said this: sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among the people, for the Lord is great. Oh, friends, what is the greatest thing that God has ever done? Look at the cross. Look at the Christ. Look at that extraordinary work of power. There, friends, is the very defeat of death itself. There is the very swallowing up of the grave. There is the very triumph over sin itself. The very Prince of Life lowers himself, humbles himself, to be made a spectacle, to be made a mocking, to be made a humiliation in the sight of all nations. Why? Because he took our place. He took what we richly deserve. He took the shame and the curse that belongs to us. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And in those wounds, friends, is our healing. In those stripes is our return. There is the gift of repentance. There is the gift of a new heart and a new spirit. Dear friends, why have you wasted your soul? Why have you wasted your spirit? Why are you living for vanity? Why are you living for emptiness? Turn back from sin. Turn back from the folly you know that envelops your whole spirit and being. And ask him for wisdom. Ask him for a clear sight of who you are and what you've become. Ask him for a clear sight of who he is and what he'll do with your life if only you seek him. Oh, friends, why have you been so foolish? Why so neglectful? Why so careless? Seek him and turn to him. What should our whole life be but praise, but worship, but the glory of God? What should our whole being be but delight in his being and in his works? And oh, friends, he knows what we're really like. He knows our real state. He knows the ugliness that is us. He knows the vile state of our minds and our imagination. He knows the cesspool that lies within. And there is cleansing in the cross. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why have you been so neglectful, friends? What is so pleasing about filth that for it you'll live and chase after it? What brings happiness about a life that's lived for the flesh, a carnal, empty, sensual life? Oh, friends, taste something of that milk of his word. Go back, friends, to the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Scriptures, to life itself, to Christ and to the cross. And there you'll find a resurrection from the dead. There you'll find, friends, your old, prayerless soul beginning to creak into life. There you'll find the old embers of a cold heart warming up to the love and the kindness and the mercy and the wonderful humility of the living God. Seek him and turn to him. Oh, friends, turn those hearts of ice into warmth. And seek him and turn to him while he may still be found. Why throw away your spirit? Why live hard-hearted and foolish and ungrateful? Why, friends, are you unmindful of the very God who brought you into being? The very God who gives you life and breath and strength? The very God who will judge you and hold you in his palm? Oh, friends, now is the day to seek him. Now is the day to turn to him. Now is the day to turn back. Ask him for light. Ask him for grace. Again, the words of the psalmist: honour and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Oh, friends, in the living God is a lifting up out of the cesspool, a lifting up out of the dunghill of our present lives. We live for vanity. We live for folly. We live for carnal and foolish entertainments. We live for things that are heartaches and sorrows and bring us tribulation. We sow to the flesh and we reap thorns and weeds. But our friends, in Christ, there is solid grace to change us, to ennoble us, to bless us, to lift us up out of the cesspool of this foul and foolish generation. Wake up to wisdom. Wake up to his call. Seek him and turn to him. Read the scriptures. Read the warnings before it's too late. Read the invitations. Read those gracious promises of Christ, sealed in his own blood. Think he was playing word games when he said, come unto me and I will give you rest. No, friends, he purchased that rest with his own sweat, with his own tears, with his own blood. And there in Christ is liberty. Liberty from the depravity of our own hearts. Liberty from the tyranny of selfishness. Liberty from the bondage to a carnal and a foolish and blinded life. Oh, friends, open your eyes to who you really are. Open your eyes to who you really become. And ask for wisdom and ask for grace while you may still be found. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a banquet of riches, of righteousness, of purity, of peace, of strength, and of this wonderful nobility and beauty laid out for us in the psalm. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Acknowledge that he is right. Acknowledge that his laws are true. Acknowledge, friends, that he has been just in judging us. Acknowledge, friends, that we fully deserve what we've got for our sin. We need mercy. We need grace. We need pardon. We need a new heart and a new spirit. And in the cross, they're provided for us. In the Christ, there is a banquet, even for the wickedest and the lowliest in Stratford, to lift us up out of the dunghill and set us amongst the princes. Why have you been so foolish? Why have you been so neglectful? Why have you been so careless? Why haven't you read his word? Something to read. Have a look at it. Oh, friends, how vital it is to seek him and to turn to him while he's still near at hand. Don't be careless with your own spirits. Don't be so foolish as to neglect his call and his kindness. Seek him and turn to him while he may still be found.